Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest once put out a book titled The Modern Depression Guidebook. Why not learn how to easily get the most out of your depression? He is a regular contributor to the Huffington Post. He has written for dozens of comedians, including Jay Leno, who has used Brody's work in his monologues. On NBC's The Tonight Show, Robin Williams called his writing brilliant. George Carlin called him a very funny political comic. They're both dead now, so I'm afraid to say anything nice about this guy. We call him our next guest. Humorist, storyteller, Dylan Brody, welcome to America Weekend.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me to America Weekend.
We are very happy to have you. The first thing that jumps out about you is what you are doing right now. You want to sue Donald Trump. Tell us why.
Yeah, I believe as we speak, the campaign has just ended, but I was striving to raise $150,000to sue Donald Trump for tarnishing the brand of America.
Wow!
He sued his own casinos.
Yes.
For tarnishing the brand of Donald Trump, which I find hilarious because I believe the brand of Donald Trump came pre-tarnished. I decided I would try to raise $150,000, and if I raised it, I would sue him for tarnishing the brand of America, and failing to raise that amount, whatever comes in through the GoFundMe site, I'm just giving to Bernie Sanders.
Trump, he is the gift that keeps on giving. Tell me why he has struck a chord with obviously certain people in this country, because obviously if he was at 1% in the polls, he would not be getting the attention that he has gotten. What is it about him that has made that connection?
Well, he's very yelly.
There's a word you don't hear every day.
He does yell at you, doesn't he?
Yes.
He yells a lot. I'm determined to find and edit together the audio of the famous Hitler speech over the video of one of Trump's ranting speeches, because it really is the same thing. You spend enough time creating a disparity in wealth, and then you find someone other than the wealthy to blame for that, and then you yell about them. And that's a tried and true system for building popularity.
But you don't think he's just saying what everyone's thinking but is afraid to say?
I'm not thinking it.
Okay.
No, I think he's saying what some people are thinking and are afraid to say. And I think that the people who are thinking that tend to be xenophobes and misguided classists.
Now, is it a case also of the media perpetuating the image that is Donald Trump? I mean, okay.
Absolutely.
You know, it's to the point where it has gotten ridiculous where the lead of every cable news show starts with the word Trump when there are so many other things going on. And we're still 15 months away from a general election. I mean, this thing is still so, so far away. And 99% of the people that are actually going to show up on that day and vote, they're not even paying attention yet to either side. So how much do the media have to be blamed for all of this?
I would say 83.4%.
See, yeah, that? He has his own little focus group there that he can just call upon whenever
he
needs to.
It's a big chunk. Media has a lot to do with it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We have the most powerful tools in history for communication, and we are using them purely for entertainment, which is, I believe, the word people use when they don't want to take responsibility for what they're saying through their art or their voices. So when you look at what the media is doing, they look at whatever they think will draw people to their advertising.
And he obviously will at this point.
Although the truth is, if they were showing this much of Bernie Sanders, he would be rocking the polls, or Hillary Clinton, or, for that matter, Huckabee. Whoever you give the focus to will be the person that people think they like the most.
Tell me why America should pay more attention to Bernie Sanders.
Oh, I can give you that very easily. We have done ourselves out for decades. We have done ourselves out of the ability to have an intelligent and insightful and incisive conversation about the economy. Because during the Cold War, the words communist and socialist were systematically equated with the ideas of totalitarianism and dictatorship. So that now anytime anyone talks about any kind of economics other than a capitalist system, they are immediately accused of being non-democratic, while in Europe there are all sorts of democratic socialist countries doing very well, with a great deal of freedom and a great deal of public happiness and less wealth gap. Every one of his speeches is a re-education in how economics and how the politics of America could work, and it's very exciting. I think the thing we've forgotten is in America, and I apologize for not being as funny as I am sometimes, but I'm so excited about the politics right now. I think what we forget is that capitalism unregulated naturally devolves back into feudalism. We as a country, as a community, as a society, get to better and better provide for those who are most needy. That's the purpose of government. I think that's the purpose of gathering together as groups of people, as opposed to living in an anarchic sort of every man for himself culture.
Outside of the philosophy, one thing that strikes me, when I look at Bernie Sanders, I see Larry David after a two-week binge of dairy and fatty foods.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
That's absolutely true. He's not the most attractive man. I firmly believe we should not be electing our leaders based on who is most attractive.
That's a good point. You know what? Sexy does not breed good policy.
That's right.
That's right.
Which is why we have always said politics makes kind of icky bedfellows.
That's true. And you don't want icky with your bedfellows.
Well,
so.
Speaking of that, the joys of depression. If you're depressed, why not see just how far into the abyss you can go? Let's talk a little bit about that, shall
yeah.
we?
Yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, if you're going to be depressed, you
go
might as well
in.
Just go all the
go
way and
all
just
in.
And see how bad it can get.
That's right. When you are depressed, you know that you've never done anything right.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well get the depression right.
Yes.
You know what? You have a point.
I like that. You know what this reminds me of? Remember that old movie, Fantastic Voyage, when they're like cruising through the body? This is kind of like, you know, the depression version of that. You grab a hold of Raquel Welch and you just see how bad things can get. I love this idea.
For the record,
yes.
Once one has grabbed Raquel Welch,
right?
Things are not getting bad.
Well, no, that's true.
That's on your way out of the depression, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that's a surefire
yeah.
cure.
I short-circuited myself with a paradox there I cannot get away from.
So how
that's
do you
right.
easily get the most out of your depression? How do you easily get the most out of your depression?
Well, I advise you, first of all, to skew your sleep patterns.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You should start staying up very, very late and watching infomercials.
Cool.
True.
And when they convince you on the infomercials that buying the Hummel figurines is going to cure your depression?
Yes.
Believe them. Buy those Hummel figurines.
You know what I always liked in terms of the infomercials? Remember the guy that would do the knife show a few years ago? You would,
yes.
like, for $42, you would get 75 knives. When in the hell would you ever need 75? It's a hell of a
what
deal.
What a bargain.
But, you know, honey, what? I just bought 75 knives. Invite the Carsons over for the weekend.
My favorite infomercial, and this is going back a while, this is when I was on the road as a comic.
Yeah.
They used to have an infomercial for spray paint you could put on your head.
Yes.
Your
Ron Popeil. Yes.
Ron Popeil. I
yeah.
remember that name.
And he would have the mirror and he would spray it on. But all of it, but it, you know what? On TV, fine. And that was before HDTV, mind you. You know, okay, it would cover it up, but it would probably throw off this terrible sheen. And all of a sudden, you look like a badly painted 67 Cadillac. That's not good, Dylan.
Here's what I figure.
Yes.
If you are bald, people can tell you are bald.
Right.
If you are bald and you order spray paint to put on your head, people can tell you are bald and you are a moron.
And if you did have hair, here is my favorite. Do you remember this one from like the early 90s? Do you remember the Flobee? You would cut your hair by attaching a hose with a blade to your vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Because you know, I want to look as stupid as possible when I go out into the world. Why, my hair has gotten too long. Please make me look like an idiot.
There you go.
So there we go. Those are two fine tips for becoming more depressed.
Very nice.
Listen to what they tell you in infomercials and buy the things that they suggest that you buy. Also, if you want to really get well into your depression,
yes,
you have to improve your self-loathing.
Ooh.
Oh.
And how do you do that?
Feeling sorry for yourself.
Here's some just a quick exercise you can do to improve your self-loathing. First of all, you make a list of your greatest accomplishments in life.
Okay.
Then you take time to figure out what your parents would think about that list. And what your parents would think about the fact that you think of those as your greatest accomplishments.
Wow. This is getting pretty detailed.
This is getting very extremely detailed.
I'm starting to get depressed right now.
Yeah.
You could have your mood spiraling downward like Larry Flint at the Guggenheim, Ed.
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's something. I didn't think when we would start the show today, we would have a reference that would have both Larry Flint and the Guggenheim in the same cohesive thought. Congratulations, sir. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you. I strive to class to join up.
Yeah, you certainly do.
Dylan, stay with us. We're coming up on a break. More to come with Dylan Brody. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Christina Staffo, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined.
Nobody guarded anybody. That's a 30 for Lever.
So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as a director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
Having the number retired as a player, it goes through your mind, but it never sinks in until it actually happens.
That must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Looking to pack added protection for long runs on the open road? One South American country's economy is on the skids for sharp buyers. This means fire sale. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The largest country in South America is having a fire sale due to corruption and the strong U.S. dollar. Firearms made in Brazil are dirt cheap. Black Friday, 380 automatic pistol, $99. Yeah, 99 for a 380. May not be the best quality, but for $99. ABM owns a cheap Taurus 44 mag, and it's okay. Bikers who need inexpensive haul-long protection and are willing to do the research can find decent quality firearms for mouse bucks. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.